Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Davov. The Dav starts in the middle of the discussion of the carbon of Yarshim. When they bring the carbon that they inherited, is it Kanyelohu? Do they have a kinyan in the carbon? And the Gemara says that on one hand, from the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, Lagabe Mincha, that Rabbi Yochanan says, Hiniach Mincha L'Shnei Vanav Umeis Kreva Ve'ein Boy Shutfus, that the Yarshim are allowed to bring a carbon Mincha, even though it's two Yarshim, and we know that a carbon Mincha can't be brought by Shutfus, Nefesh Amar Achmana, and not Shutfus. If the Yarshim could bring it, we see from Rabbi Yochanan that it's Loi Kanyelohu. And the Gemara says, on the other hand, when Rabbi Yochanan was discussing a carbon, Hiniach Behema L'Shnei, the halacha is that the children could bring it, but they don't have a din of tmura. If they make a tmura and say another animal should be tmura zeh, the tmura is not chal. Tmura is never permitted, but tmura is chal if the baila makes a tmura. But here by the yarshim, they can't even make tmura bichal, ein mei mirin ba, because the halacha is the havelu shutfin, the shutfin loy matzu mei mirin. Shutfin can't make a tmura. So from the fact that it says that they are shutfin and therefore they can't make a tmura, it sounds like they are bailim, they do have a kinyan on the carbon. So in that the Gemara says that even though they taka don't have a bailus, they're not a shutfin on the carbon, still two yarshim can't be meimir, because of the gzeiras hakasavim homer yomir, that we darshan by yarshim echod meimir ve'ein shnayim meimirim. At the end the Gemara says that why is even one Yorish allowed to be Meimir? Why does he have the Kayach to be Meimir if it's Loi Kanyelohu? On that the Gemara says that since Mikiva Loi Mechapra, but Mikufya Mechapra, that's good enough to make a Tmura. The Klal by Tmura is that the Miskaper is Oisa Tmura, and even if you don't have a Kapara Kvua, meaning the regular Kapara, the regular bailus on the carbon for the kapara, still the yarshim have mikufya, a floating kapara, a peripheral kapara in this carbon, and that's enough to make one yoyresh be able to be meimir. The Rambam lahalacha in Hilchos Maisa Karbanis, Perek Yud Dalid Halacha Gimel, says in the case of mincha, that hiniach mincha l'shnei banav umeis, harei elu mevianoisa, they are able to bring the mincha, and that's like the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, that the yarshim are not considered a bailim mamish on the kapara, and therefore, they're not considered a bailim on the carbon, therefore, it's not considered a mincha shutfis, and the mincha could be brought. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, when he talks about yarshim doing a tmura, he says that if there's two yarshim, ein mei mirim ba, shaharei hein ba shutfin, because they become partners in the carbon. V'hashutfin ein oisin tmura. And the Lecha Mishnah is matmiya on the Rambam. If the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanis already paskin for us that the Yarshim could bring a mincha, that means that he's saying that the Yarshim loy kanyelohu. He's siding with that tzad in the Chakira, that it's loy kanyelohu. If it's loy kanyelohu, then the reason why what two Yarshim cannot make tmura take effect is not because they're shutfin, and shutfin like matzume mirin, that it was mavur in the cheshbon Gemara that that's only if it's kanyelohu. If it's loy kanyelohu, then the reason why two yarshim can't make a tmura is because of the gzeiras hakasavim hamer yamir, that echad meimir ve'ein shnayim meimirim. So why does the Rambam say a lashon and hilchos tmura that the two yarshim can't make a tmura, shaharei hein bo shutfin, because they are partners in the carbon, v'ashutfin ein oisin tmura? The Rambam should say that even though they're not shutfin, they're not partners in it, but still, Ein shnayim meimirim, because of the gzeiras hakasav. The Sfasemis, earlier on Daf Hei Amid Beis, says that pechinam nitchak alecha mishnah. The lecha mishnah was bothered with the shitas Rambam for no reason, because you could explain a teretz that the Sfasemis calls pashat ubarur, that it's pashat you could say a cheshbon to explain the Rambam, and that is that lefida maskanas hagemara. Why is a yorish able to be meimir? Why is his tmura chal? Because miskaper oise tmura. If that's the case, lagabi tmura, the ikar is tali on who has a kapara. So lafi the maskana that says such a svara, when there's two yarshim, even if the two yarshim are loikan yelohu, lagabi the ikar dinam of the carbon, that they're not considered a bailim, but lagabi tmura, they are considered partners. Because since miskaper oise tmura, and a kapara mikufya is good enough to do a tmura, as we see when there's one yarish, so two yarshim as well, you don't need to come on to the gzeres hakasuv of ein shnayim emirim. The reason that they can't be Meimir is because Miskaper Oise Tmura, and there's two Miskaperim. So basically what the Sfasemis is saying is that the Gemara's Cheshbin is only in the Havamin of the Gemara, that you need the Gzeres HaKosuv. But Lafi the Maskonas HaGemara, even if it's Loi Kanyelahu Bekiva, they don't have a Kapara Kavua, and therefore Lagabi the Din of Mincha, it's not considered a Mincha Shutfin. But Tmura Shani, Lagabi the Din of Tmura, it's Be'ikr Tali on the one who's Miskaper, and that's why Miskaper Oise Tmura, that's why a Yairish, one Yairish could do a Tmura, because he's a Miskaper Mikufya. If that's the case, if you have two Yarshim that are Miskaper Mikufya, that's called a Shutfis, a partnership, Le'inyan Tmura, and Mimela, they can't do a Tmura, exactly like the Lashon of the Rambam, Shaharei Heim Bo Shutfin, Va Shutfin Ein Oisin Tmura. We just have to add one Nakuda in order to understand this Rambam Karoi, and that is Lagabi the Etzem Din of Miskaper Oise Tmura. What's the pshataka that by Tmura it's tali on the Miskaper? One could think that maybe what the Gemara means is that by Tmura it's not tali on the Bailim Bechlal. It's not tali on who's the owner of the carbon. It's tali on who gets atonement, who gets kapara on this carbon. Nothing to do with the Bailus. However, we see from Rashi not like that. Rashi over here, Dibra Masil Umiskaper, says, Di'iyu Havi Bailim Didei, the one who's a Miskaper is considered the Bailim Lagabi Tmura. Rashi and Tmura Dav Beza Midbeza as well says, Tekivan Shehufrash Letzarchoi, since it was Hufrash for his benefit, for his kapara, Karina Be Karbanoi. We call that his carbon. It's considered his. And Rashi and Yuma Dav Nun Amidbeiz says it even starker, Dele'inyan Tmura Miskaper Havi Ba'olav. Lagabi Tmura, Miskaper is the owner. So we see from these three Diburim in Rashi, that Rashi is saying that Miskaper Oise Tmura is not a din that we ignore the bailus of it. No, Lagabi Tmura, Miskaper is considered the owner of the carbon. The fact that he has rights in this carbon, that it's going to provide for him a kapara, that is the bailus, that is koveya, the dine tmura. The stipler over here in Simin Vav is ma'arich about this yesoid, and he brings a raya to it from Tosfos in Tmura, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Because Tosfos says over there that when it says miskaper oisa tmura, it means af basa miskaper. You even go basa the kapara. V'lav lafuke bailim ka'asi. It's not to exclude an owner. A real owner could surely do a tmura. And that's why there's a shita, says Tosfos, that the koyanim could be meimir in a bukhar, even though a bukhar does not bring any kapara. Bukhar lav bar hartzohu, like the Gemara says later on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So it's not, he's not a, the Kayanim are not a miskaper through this carbon. But since they are a bailam on the carbon, kivon de zochu boy mechayim, they are zoicha in the bukhar mechayim, therefore they are considered a bailam, memela zok toisvis, that the Kayanim do have a kayach to do tmura on a bukhar. Frekta Stipler, how does Tosfos know this? If the klal is miskaper oisa tmura, how does Tosfos know that there's a new din that a bailim can also make a tmura even when he's not a miskaper? Zokta Stipler, it must be that Tosfos understood that the yesoid hadin of tmura is that the owner of the carbon does tmura. Just the Gemara is saying that a kapara, if you get a kapara on it, that's the bailus, that's kaveya lagabi tmura. Says the Tosfos, then Memela, if you, someone is a real Bailam on the carbon, even if punked, it's not Miskaper, because a Bukhar is Lav Bar Hartzahu, but a real Bailam on the carbon surely could do a Tmura. Once Tosfos understands that the Yesoid of Miskaper Isa Tmura is because Le'inyan Tmura, Miskaper Havi Ba'olav, like the Lashon of Rashi and Yuma that we mentioned, so then the word is that it's not a new din of Miskaper, and Tosfos is not being Mechadish, a new din that a Bailam could do a Tmura. Miskaper means because Lagabi Tmura, if you're Miskaper, that's called a Bailus. So Tosfos says it's Pashit, if you have a real Bailus, that could surely do a Tmura. And when the Gemara says Miskaper Oise Tmura, it means Af Basar Miskaper, V'lav Lafuke Bailim Osi. Al Kapanim, this Yesoid is very important in order to be Miyashiv the Rambam fully. Because if the Rambam would hold, if the Halacha would be, if the Yesoid would be of Miskaper Oise Tmura, that it has nothing to do with ownership, then it would still be shver on the Rambam. Because how could the Rambam say that the reason why these two Yarshim can't do a Tmura is Shaharei Heim Bo Shutfin, because they're partners. Ve'shutfin ein oisin Tmura. L'chayre, they're not partners at all. They're not owners. They don't own anything. We paskin loy kanyelohu. They're miskaprim. They get kapara from this carbon. But that doesn't make them shutfin. That doesn't make them owners. How could the Rambam say that they're shutfin? The answer is that in order to say the Sfasemis is Vart Pedasa Rambam, that they are shutfin because they are miskaper bekufya and miskaper oise tmura, that's with the understanding that through the fact that they are a miskaper, they are considered a bailim. L'inyan t'mura miskaper havi ba'alav. Memela, if you have two yarshim that are both miskaper, mikufya, so l'inyan t'mura, both of these yarshim are considered ba'alav. And memela, that's called a partnership. So even though it's not a partnership in the ikur kviyos habaylus, and therefore l'gabi mincha, the mincha could be brought, like the Rambam Paskins, still says the Sfas Emes, the Rambam could say that the reason that they don't do a t'mura is because harehim ba'shutfin. V'shutfin ein oisin t'mura. What's the shutfis? The shutfis is l'fi the maskonas ha-gemara that miskaper oisa tmura, and they are miskaper mikufya, therefore that is a bailus, lagabi tmura, the one who has a kapara is considered a bailum on it, memela, the Rambam could say that they are considered shutvin, and therefore they can't do a tmura. Toisvis over here on Davov, Dibur Hamasla mikufya, asks a stira, that over here it's mevur in the Gemara, that through the kapara mikufya, it's considered shutfis v'loy meimirin shnayim yarshim mikri shutfin v'loy meimirin, and the Gemara in Yuma daf nun amid beis is mashma otherwise, because the Gemara there also has a sugya of mikufya miskapra legabi the parashel kayin gadol, that the kayin gadol has the kapara kvua on the carbon that he brings on Yom Kippur, the parashel kayin gadol, whereas echov hakayanim are miskaper mikufya, they have the floating, the peripheral kapara on the parashel kayin gadol, and it's mavur over there that if the kapara of the other kayanim is only mikufya, then the kayan gadol has a kayach to be meimir, because he's the only owner. So we see over there that lagabi the din of miskaper oisa tmura, who is considered a miskaper? Only someone who's miskaper mikiva, mikviusa, but not someone who's miskaper mikufya. And here in our Gemara we see that if two yarshim are considered miskaper mikufya, that's enough to be considered a shutfin, and therefore loy meimirin. Toisvis answers that over here both yarshim are equal. They're both miskaper mikufya. Therefore, lekach mikru shutfin v'loy meimirin. Therefore, they can be considered shutfin lagabi the tmura, and they don't have a kayach to do the tmura because two shutfin can't be meimir. Mashenkin by the par kayin gadol, the kayin gadol has a kapara mikiva, and therefore loy chashiva lagabe echov kemoi shutfin ayidei kaparas kufya. Lagabi this kayin gadol, the echov, the brothers, the other kayanim, are not considered like shutfin ayidei kaparas kufya. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here is matmiya on the Toisvis. Why does Toisvis say that there's a stira in these two gemaras? Because over here we see that ayidei kapara mikufya, you're considered shutfin v'loy meimirin. Lafi the maskonas ha-gemara, the Gemara says that they're not considered shutfin, they're not considered owners. The reason why they can't be meimir is because exeris ha-kosev im homer yomer, that echad meimir v'ein shnayim meimirim. So really the truth is like the Gemara says in Yuma, that the kapara mikufya is not enough to be a miskaper, lagabi tmura. You need a kapara mikiva, as is mavur there, lagabi the parish on kayin gadol. And over here, the reason why the two yarshim can't do a tmura is pashut because of the gzeres hakasav. And the panami irais, who is an early achroin that's brought down in the asifa sekenim and kachim, already asks his kasha. When he brings Toisus' kasha, he says, ha emes yoyre darkoi, de ein kan kushya klal. There is no kasha of Toisus pechlal. Because lafi the maskana in our gemara, this that two yarshim can't be meimer is not because they're shutfin. Rather, it's because of the gzeres hakasav, as is muchach from the fact that the minchas avihim could be brought. If you see the kabba mincha could be brought, that means that we're siding with the tzad lamask that it's loikan yelahu. If it's loikan yelahu, so why can't two yarshim be meimir? That's because of the gzeres hakasev im hamer yamir. So what's the pshat in Toisus' kasha? And Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves this as a tzarechi and gadol. However, the Sfas Emes is meramis after his shtickel to be miyashiv the Rambam that his yisoid is the pshat in Toisus as well. That Toisus learned lamaskonas hagemara that it is because the two people, the two yarshim here, are considered shutfin. They're not considered shutfin lagabi the ikar bailus lagabi yamincha, for example, but lagabi tmura, where the miskaper oisa tmura, because le'inyan tmura miskaper havi ba'olav, then they are considered shutfin. Mamish, like the Rambam says, that legabi tmura harehein bo shutfin, these yarshim are considered shutfin. Memela, Toisvis asks a good kasha. You see from our Gemara that agidei kapara mikufya, it's enough to be considered a bailim, and therefore these two are considered shutfin. If Toisvis learns the way the Sfas Emes explains in the Rambam, so then we understand why Toisvis was bothered with the stira from here to the Gemara and Yuma. The Svasemis, after he says the shtickle on the Rambam, he says, V'chein mashma b'loshon ha-toisvis l'kamon, dibra ha-masl mikufya. And that's because the loshon ha-toisvis throughout this toisvis is that the two yarshim are mikru shutfin. They're considered partners. So you see that toisvis understood that l'maskonas ha-gemara, the reason why they're called two people that can't be meimir, is not stam gzeris ha-kosav. It's because they are considered shutfin. And it's not just the loshon ha-toisvis, the toichen of toisvis' kasha is only shver based on this understanding. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, is Merami's when he asks the Kasha, he says, Heichon Matzu, where did Toisus find that two Yarshim are called Shutfin? In other words, even though you could say this Pshat in the din that two yarshim can't be meimir, and that's the pshat that the Svasemis says in the Rambam, but Toisus has this understanding and therefore asks a kasha, a stira to the Gemara and Yuma. Why does Toisus feel that it's necessary to understand this pshat and then ask a stira? Just say the other pshat that lamaskanas haGemara. It's not because they're considered shutfin. La'olam al yedei kapara mikufya. You're not considered an owner. You're not considered a shutif. It's just over here. There's a gzeiras hakasav. Why didn't Toisus understand like that? So it's mavur from the Sfas Emes, over here on our Toisus, that Toisus understood misvara, that if the bailus le'inyan tamura all depends on the miskaper, then a kapara mikufya helps. Kapara mikufya, bottom line, the person is getting kapara. Einichanami, it's just the peripheral kapara, lagabi the bailus on the ikar carbon, but he is getting a kapara. And therefore, lagabi tmura, if miskaper oisa tmura, if the miskaper is considered the bailum lagabi tmura, and both these yarshim are getting a kapara, albeit a kapara mikufya, but that's enough to be considered shutfin le'inyan tmura. Memela Toisus understood from our Gemara that the two yarshim, since they are both miskaper and mikufya, they are called shutfin, and therefore Toisus asks the stira to the Gemara and Yuma. Toisus says you could be miyashiv the stira because over there one has a kapara mikiva. That's the Kohen Gadol himself. Memela the kapara mikufya is not considered a bailus, even lagabi tmura. Mashenkin over here, where both yarshim are equal, then they're considered shutfin. But Toisus assumed as a pashtus that the pshat in our Gemara is that the yarshim are considered shutfin, are considered bailim lagabi the tmura, because since by tmura the ikar bailus is totally on the miskaper is a tmura, therefore Toisus understood that a kapara mikufya misvara would be considered enough of an ownership. And that's why Toisus asked the stira and didn't answer the kasha from the Gemara and Yuma, like the teretz that Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Panami Iroi said. The Gemara then brings the shaila by the karbonis that the halacha is when it's brought shaloi l'shma, it's kosher v'loi alu l'bailam l'shem chayva, kipru al mashabou oiloi kipru. Is it mechaper for what it was designated for? For example, a carbon oila, would it have the halacha that it's mechaper for an asay? A carbon asham, would it be mechaper for the avera that the carbon asham was designated for? Or do we say it's loy kipru? If it's loy alu l'bailam l'shem chayva, then it's not mechaper for what it was originally designated for as well. So Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi is poishet that the halacha is that it's loy kipru al mashabou, because if it would be kipru, sheni lama huba, why would we have to bring a second carbon? Toisus Dibur HaMaskel, the Isol Kadaitach, points out that even though it's possible to be misnadev a number of karbonos oila and bring them one after the other, and after you bring the first one, so it's mechaper on all averos asay, so the next ones that are brought are not really providing any necessary kapara, still the Gemara is not asking how is it possible to bring the second one, but why would you be mechuyev to bring the second one? Sheini lama huba, why is one mechuyev to bring a second one if the first one was mechaper al mashabo? And Toisus at the end says that the Gemara is asking also beikar from asham, because by asham it can't be brought as an adava. So why would we say that you have to bring the second one? It's mavur that there's a chiyuv to bring an asham. It can't work as an adava. So sheini lama huba elamai. It must be that the first carbon was loy kipra al mashabo, and even though it's kasher and you could continue doing the avoida of the carbon, but still it's loy kipra al mashabo, and the second carbon is brought in order to fulfill the original chiyuv. From this Gemara, we see, from Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi's Maskana, that a carbon that's brought shaloi lishma is loy kipru al mashabo. For example, a carbon oila that's brought shaloi lishma, the halacha is that that is not mechaper on an asay. And from here we spoke about on Dav Beis, we mentioned the shaila that the Achrayinim say, the Achrayinim Kler, the Chazinish, and the Taras HaKodesh, after a carbon is brought shaloi lishma, let's say a carbon oila is shechted shaloi lishma, so if it's loy kipru al mashabo, so Is there a halacha? It says in the Gemara and Daf Beis that it's aser lizroik dama shaloi lishma. Is it aser to be zayrik dama b'shinui bailim? Avada b'shinui kodesh. You're not allowed to because b'ktushase kaime. But what about shinui bailim? Shinui bailim is only because the bailim has a kapara here on this carbon. And over here it's loy kipru al mashabo. So maybe there wouldn't be an iser to do it b'shinui bailim, but the Chazinish is machriya, and this we mentioned also from the Brisker Rav as well, that there is an iser to shecht it to be zayrik b'shinui bailim, because even though it's like kipru al mashabo, it's not mechaper for anything for the bailim, but still it is considered the carbon of this bailim, and therefore you're not allowed to be zayrik the dam b'shinui bailim. But the whole suffix over here of the achrayinim is built on this gemara, the fact that it's loy kipru al mashebo. The Sfas Emes, for example, on the Afeya Midbeis, says a chiddush that the carbon oila that shechted shaloy lishma is mechaper on aseiz for this bailim. Well, he has a mechudish to kipshat in our Gemara. When it says loy kipru al mashebo, it means if the carbon was designated for a specific avera, for a specific avera saseh that one did, then he brought a carbon oila, or for a specific avera that requires an asham, he shechted a carbon asham, so then it's loy kipru al mashebo. But avada, a carbon oila, that's shechted shaloy lishma, is mechaper for the bailim on the other assays. According to the Sfas Emes, then it would be poshut that there's an iser to be zayrik b'shinui bailim, because this carbon is actually being mechaper for the bailim. However, the pashtus of our Gemara is that it's loy kipru al mashabo, that it's not mechaper for an assay bechlal. That is meduyik very stark from Rashi on Dav Zayin Amid Beis as well, Dibur Hamaschil Davko. The Rashi says, when the Gemara says an oila is mechaper on an assay, Rashi says, im loy shinaba, if you did not make a shinoi of machsheves shaloi lishma, it's masha from Rashi that machsheves shaloi lishma, even though it's kosher, but it's loy alu lebailim shem choiva, then it's taka not machaper on an asay, and that's based on the pshat in this gemara that most achrayim understand that loy kipru al mashabohu means that it's not even machaper on an asay, and based on that there's a tzad that you could have, you're allowed to have a machsheves shinui bailim in the subsequent zikra, and we mentioned that the Merkeves HaMishnah says like that, and Reb Chatzkel Abramsky assumed like that, that there is no problem of shinui bailim after the shechita of such a carbon if it was shaloi lishma, since it was loy kipru al mashebo, so it's not being mechaper for the bailim for anything. But as we mentioned, the Chazinish and the Brisker Rav are machriya that there is an iser of shinui bailim, because even if it's not mechaper for the bailim, it still remains a carbon that is tachas habailus of this owner of the carbon, and memela, you're not allowed to be makriv, you're not allowed to be zayrik the dam with the machshava of shinui bailim. The Gemara for the remainder of the daf discusses the shaila whether a carbon oila could be mechaper on an asay de la'achar hafrasha. We know that a carbon oila is mechaper on an avera of an asay. Can it be mechaper on an asay of la'achar hafrasha? Do we say that it's just like a chatos, and a chatos can only be mechaper on a chait of koidem afrasha, not a chait of la'achar afrasha? Or do we say that oila is different? Chatos al kol chait v'chait boila suyei chad chatos, and therefore it could only be mechaper on a chait that was before the afrasha. But over here, kivan de ikka kamo asei gabei mechapra, even if there was many aseis that a person has, a carbon oila is mechaper, sa'ad asei de la'achar afrasha nami mechapra. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So we have to be ma'ayan. What exactly is the suffix of the Gemara? Why would a carbon oila be different in this regard than a carbon chatos? What is the tzad that a carbon oila can be mechaper on the asay, even la'achar hafrasha? In addition to that, we have the Gemara on Amid Beis that brings a raya to this shaila from the Braisa and Shvuas in the name of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says, the Seirei Atzeres, the Seirim that are brought on Shvuas, Lomahin Bo'in, Al Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshov. And it's Mashma in the Braisa that the second Seir is coming to be Mechaper for an Asay, for the Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshov, De La Achar HaFrasha. Rashi says that the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, Asay Namihu, there's an Asay, as it says, Vishalchu Menamachana. The Achrayim point out, the Meleches Yontif in the back of the Gemara points out that on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, there's more than an Asay. There's also a Lav and Kores. But Rashi says that there's an Asay, because Rashi's coming to explain the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara calls it an Asay de la'achar hafrasha. And the reason why the Gemara calls it an Asay de la'achar hafrasha is because the Gemara is trying to compare it to the Nidoin of the Sugya, of the asei de la achar hafrasha, the initial shaila of the Gemara, whether an oila is mechaper on an asei de la achar hafrasha. Ba'al kapanim, the Gemara brings a raya from these seirei atzeres that an oila can be mechaper on an asei de la achar hafrasha. So the Shita Mekubetzis on Amibayz in Oiz Gimel brings in the name of Toysis Rabbeinu Peretz that the Gemara is a Pliya Atzuma, because the Gemara said in the beginning of the Sugya that a Chatos surely can only be Mechaper on an Avera of Koidim Hafrosha. Only by an Oila there's a Tzad that it could be Mechaper Asei De La Achar Hafrosha. Masha Enkin, the Seirei Atzeres are Chatois. Those are not a Karbon Oila. Those are Karbonis Chatos. And Mimela, what should be the tzad that it could be mechaper on an asei de la achar afrasha? True, the tumas mikdash kedosh of here is an asei de la achar afrasha. But how can we compare? How can we bring a raya from that brisa that says that it's mechaper on an asei de la achar afrasha by the seirei atzeres? There it was pashut to us that it does not work. So that brisa should stand be a plia. How could a chatos work to be mechaper on an avera, on an asei de la achar afrasha? So in addition to understanding the etzem shaila, why would an oila be different than a chatos, we also need to understand why the carbon chatos of seirei atzeres is compared in our inyan to a carbon oila and not like a regular chatos yachid. So for that we have in the Shita on Amud Beis in the name of the Toisus Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, Lekach Nira Lamoiri, which is Rabbeinu Peretz himself, that the reason why the Seirei Atzeres are similar to a Karbon Oila is because the suffix of the Gemara by Oila is Mishum Deba Al Asei Tuva, because it comes on many Aseis, as the Gemara said, Seirei Atzeres Nami Mechaperes Al Tumash Mikdash Kedoshov Sheira Bein Regel LeRegel Sheavar. Seirei Atzeres is similar in that way to a carbon oila. It's not mechaper only for one specific chait. It's mechaper on all of the tumas mikdash kedoshav that happened between one yontif and the next yontif. Memela, in our inyan, this chatos of Seirei Atzeres is more similar to oila, and therefore there's the same tzad that it could be mechaper on an asei de la achar hafrasha, and that's the raya of the Gemara. The Maleches Yontif in the back of the Gemara is mechaven to this vart of Rabbeinu Peretz, and he says that it's really meduyik lehedya in the Gemara, because the Gemara Amud Aleph says that the reason why Oila would be different than Chatos is because Chatos al kol chait v'chait boi la'asuye chado chatos. Masha'enkin by Oila, i'ika kama asei gabei mechapra. So here, Seirei Atzeres are more similar in this aspect to a carbon Oila. The question is, what is the oimik over here? Why is it totally on the fact that an oila could be mechaper on many aseis and seirei atzeres could be mechaper on many tumas? Why is that make it that there's a tzad that it could be mechaper on an asei de la achar afrasha? And it seems that the yesoid hadvarim in this Rabbeinu Peretz and in this sugya bichlal is based on a very fundamental understanding of what's the difference between the yesoid of a carbon chatos and the yesoid of a carbon oila. Rashi says, on Daf Hei Amid Beis, in the name of the Torah's Kayanim, that the way a carbon oila is mechaper on an asei is because it says, v'nirtza loy, when you bring a carbon oila, then there's a ritzui to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem is happy with us. Malamit sha'amokoy merutza loy. And included in that ritzui is that the oila is mechaper on an asei and on a lav hanitek lasei. Masha'enkin by chatos, chatos is a direct carbon straight on the avera. Because of a certain averas, that's mechayev a chatos, kol shez doy nekares, shigagos a chatos, so yamafish a carbon chatos on that carbon, on that chait. If that's the case, we find throughout Chazal that a chatos and an osham are called mechaprim. They are mechaper for an avera. An oila is not called a mechaper, even though, as we just said, an oila is mechaper on an asei. But the word is that when you bring an oila, that is a present to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a doyring to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that causes a ritzui klali, a general ritzui, and included in that ritzui is that Hashem is mechaper, He cleans our slate from any asei and any lav hanitek lasei. But it's not brought as a mechaper on any specific avera. That's why it says in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Hachatos bo al chait, v'osham bo al chait. Masha'enke by carbon oila, it's not called bo al chait. And the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis says, L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach, and it says, V'hachatos v'osham l'shem chait. Because chatos and osham are considered bo al chait. And that's the Gemara we had in yesterday's Daf on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Uma oila she'ina mechaperes. And oila is considered not a mechaper. Why is it not mechaper? We just said an oila is mechaper on an asay and an alois asay shenitek lasay. The answer is that the essence of the carbon is not that it's mechaper. It brings a ritzui klali, and that automatically brings a kapara on asays and lava nitek lasay. But it's not the name of the carbon is moichiach on the difference in the essence of the carbon. A carbon chatos is baal chait. A carbon asham is brought on certain ashamis, certain averis. But a carbon oila is not a carbon on an asay. It's a carbon oila that's a doirin, that's oila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kalil Hashem, and Memela, it causes a Ritzui Klali, and that is Mechaper for all Asays. That is the Oimek HaDvarim, why a carbon Oila could be Mechaper on more Asays than one. Because a carbon Chatas and Asham, that's a Mechaper, the Etzem Chefza of the carbon is that it's Mechaper for a Chet, so one carbon helps for one Chet. Mashenkin and Oila, it's not brought ala Chet. It's brought as a present to Hashem and causes a Ritzui Klali. That general Ritzui cleans our slate from Asay and Lav Anitak Asay. If that's the case, it's not Dafka on one Asay. It could be even on many assays. Whatever assays a person has, that's included in the ritzui of a carbon oila, that it's mechaper on all averos assay. Based on that chiluk, the Gemara has the shaila, what about an assay de la achar hafrasha? Avada, a chait de la achar hafrasha doesn't work by a carbon chatas, because the carbon chatas is a mechaper on a chait. So you have to be mafishit on a specific chait. The chait that you did la achar hafrasha, that hafrasha did not work for that chait. It can't work al ha'asit. So it's pashit that a carbon chatas, and a carbon asham as well for that matter, cannot work on an avera de la achar hafrasha. But a carbon oila, which is not a mechaper, it's not brought on a chait, it's a general ritzui, and that cleans our slate. Maybe when you bring that carbon oila, or when it's brought on your behalf, it cleans your slate, even for averas of la'achar hafrasha. Because since the etzem chefza of the carbon was not that it's a mechaper, it's a doiroin la'kadosh baruch hu, and that brings about a general ritzui, maybe that can be miratza even on an aseh de la'achar hafrasha. Or maybe not. That's the suffix of our Gemara. Based on that, the Gemara has a good pshitus from the Seirei Atzeres, as Rabbeinu Peretz explains, that a Seirei Atzeres also are mechaper on many averas of Tumah. How does that work? We just said that a carbon chatos is your mafreshit on a specific chait, and therefore it should have to be one carbon for every Tumah. But the answer is that no, the Yesoid HaGeder of a carbon chatos by Seirei Atzeres, a chatos sibur of Seirei Atzeres, is not that you're mafreshit on a chait. Those are karbonas that are brought on the Yom Tovim, and one of the dinim of the carbon is that it's mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. But from the fact that we see that it could be mechaper on hundreds of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav that happened between the previous Yontif and this Yontif, that shows that it's not begeder a mechaper on a chait. It's a ritzui klali, it's a general ritzui on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Not as general as a regular carbon oila, and not specific to assays. Here it's mechaper on the lois assay and kareis of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, but it's in general, it's mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. If that's the case, the Gemara says, then it's similar to Oila in this regard, that maybe it could be mechaper even on an asay de la achar hafrasha, because the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav doesn't need a specific hafrasha's carbon for every tuma. It's mechaper on many asays, as we find that it's mechaper on many of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. If that's the case, maybe it would be mechaper on the asay de la achar hafrasha as well. That's the pshat here in the Rabbeinu Peretz, why the Seirei Atzeres, being a chatas tzibur, is not similar to a chatas yachid. Adarabba, it's more similar to the discussion of oila, that it could be mechaper asay de la achar hafrasha. The stipler in Shavuos, in the Kehilas Yaakov in Shavuos Simen Aleph, suggests another pshat than Rabbeinu Peretz in our Gemara. And he says it based on the Yesoid. This Yesoid is said by Reb Chaim in the Chidushei HaGrach, in Krisos Tavchov Zayin Amibayz, in the Newer Prince, it's a Simen Shin Ayin, that Reb Chaim says that the Seirei Hatzeres are not just brought for the purpose of Kapara. The Seirei Atzeres are brought L'Choivas Hayoim. Those are Choivas Hayoim of Shavuos, and who adin the Seirim of all the Karbonos of the Regalim that are brought on every Regal, even if they're Mechaper, Atumas, Mikdash, Kedoshav, but they're not Bo'in L'Chapara. They're Bo'in L'Choivas Hayoim, and the Etzem Yesoid is really Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid, says that even if we know that no one in Klal Yisrael became Tomei with Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav between one Yontif and the next, still you bring the Chatos Tzibur on the Regal. The Yerushalmi says, Haga Atzmecha, think about it. Ilu Yisrael K'sherim Shema Ein Mevi'en Mashekavala in Torah. If Klal Yisrael was Kosher, meaning they were pure and they did not defile themselves with Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, Hayitachin that they're not going to bring the carbon that the Torah was kaveh that they should bring. So it's mavur in this Yushalmi and Shavuos that the Seirei Atzeres are l'chayvas hayoyim. They grada are also mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav. But it doesn't have the status of a mechaper. It has a status of a chayvas hayoyim. So the Stipler says there in Shavuos that that could be the understanding over here in our Gemara as well. Because when the Gemara says on Amud Aleph that a chatas is different than an oila, a chatas can only be mechaper on Avera Koidem Afrasha, that's because chatas ikar efsharas hakravosoi vahafrashosoi enoi ela mikoya chachet. To bring a carbon chatas and to designate a carbon chatas is only mikoya chachet, because we find that a chatas is loy ba'ab in a dava. You can't bring in a dava of a chatas. Memela could only be mechaper on a chet of Koidem Afrasha. Mashenkin by an oila which is ba'a nedava. So even an oila that's not a nedava, but we find that an oila can be brought b'nedava. Memela, it's possible for a carbon oila to be mechaper on an assay of la'achar hafrasha, because the carbon oila is not merely a carbon that's brought for a chet. A carbon can even come l'nedava. So when it comes al chet, it could be that it works for a chet even la'achar hafrasha. Memela says the Stipler that that's why se'irei atzeres are similar to an oila, more than similar to a chatas yachid. Because se'irei atzeres as well, as we just said, it doesn't just come ala chet. Even if we know that no one in Klal Yisrael was tamei, still it comes l'chayvas hayoyim. So in that regard, it's more similar to an oila, and therefore there's a tzad that it could be mechaper a'asei de la'achar hafrasha as well. When one thinks about this word of the Stipler and the word of Rabbeinu Peretz, you realize that really hakol oila b'kana echad, that really it's the same yesoid hadvarim, because the yesoid behind Rabbeinu Peretz's pshat was this essential difference between a carbon chatos and a carbon oila, that a chatos is ba'al achet, whereas an oila is not ba'al achet, it's meratza on the chet of an asay and a lav anitik lasay, but the essence of the carbon is not that it's mechaper on a chet, and therefore it could even, there's a tzad that it could even be mechaper on an asay de la'achar hafrasha. That is really the yesoid hadvarim, why an oila is ba nedava and a chatos is loy ba nedava. A chatos can't come in a dava because the essence of the carbon is a carbon chatos, kishmoy keinu, it has to be brought on a chet, so you can't be misnadev such a carbon. Masha'enken a carbon oila, where the essence of the carbon is that it's not a mechaper, therefore it could be brought even as an adava. Aibazai Rabbeinu Peretz is being madgish the point that it could be mechaper on many assays, that an oila could be mechaper on many assays, and that, as we said from the Malachas Yontif, is meduyik in the Gemara and Amid Aleph, that that's the yesoid hadvarim, why a carbon oila is different in this sugya than a chatos, because it could be mechaper on many assays. The Stipler is madgish a different akuda, that it's not ba alachet, it's even ba ben adava, but really be yesoid hadvarim, it's the same vart. The aside is that a carbon oila is not being brought for the chait. So therefore it could be mechaper on many assays, and also it could be brought as an adava, but the yesoid advarim is that it's not being mufrash al hachait, and therefore the Gemara has it said that it could be mechaper even on an assay de la'achar afrasha, in which case the se'irei atzeres are similar to a carbon oila and not similar to a carbon chatos. Because since the se'irei atzeres also can be brought not alachet, as we see from that Yushalmi that it's ba'al l'chayvas hayoyim, even if there's no tumah in Klal Yisrael, memela it makes it similar to the carbon oila and not similar to the carbon chatos. Al kopanim, whichever way you'll knach it, whether it's like Rabbeinu Peretz or like the Stipler, but the idea is the same, that the se'irei atzeres, because they do not come specifically alachet, therefore there's a tzad that it will be mechaper asei del achar afrasha. And the Gemara in the Havamina, where the Gemara thinks that this Brice is a raya, that it can be mechaper on Asei D'Lachar Afrasha, is correct to assume that therefore it'll be the same thing by a carbon oila, that it'll be mechaper on Asei D'Lachar Afrasha. Whereas a carbon chatas yachid, where the essence of the carbon is that it's mechaper, that it's coming to be mechaper on a specific chet, there was taka no tzad that it'll be mechaper on an Asei or a lois Asei of La'achar Afrasha. The Karen Oira over here, on Amibay's Dibur Hamaschel Toshma, says this Yisoid as well, that all the Musafei Hamoyadim are Chayvois Hayoyim, and therefore, they're not coming L'chapara Miyuchedes. We have a limud that it's mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, but the aside of the carbon is that it's a chayvas hayoyim. But based on this, the Karen Oira is matmiya on Rashi and Toisus Bayos. Rashi Dibur Hamaschel Ida Afreshenu and Toisus Dibur Hamaschel Veleku. They both say that if you're mafish the carbon bebas achas, you don't bring the second carbon because there's nothing for it to come on. It's not possible to have a Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav in between one Afrasha and the next one. So therefore, you would have no reason to bring the carbon. What does that mean, you'd have no reason to bring the carbon? We just established that the carbon, the Musafei HaMoyadim, the Seirei Atzeres, are coming L'Choyvei Sayoyim, as is Mavur in the Yushalmi, like the Yisayir of Reb Chaim and the Stipler. So Zok the Karen Oira, that if the carbon, the essence of the carbon of the Musafim on the Moyadim, is not to be Mechaper on the Tumah. The essence of the carbon is to be brought L'chayvas Hayoim, and it's just Grada Mechaper also on the Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. So why do Rashi and Tosfos say that when the Hafrosha is Babas Achas, where the second one can't be coming to be Mechaper on any Chait, on any Tumah Shebein Taim, so the carbon would not be brought, L'chayvas should still be brought L'chayvas Hayoim, and the Karen leaves this as a kasha. But the Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov there in that piece in Shavuos says that you have to say that even though these chatois atzibur are brought l'chayvas hayoim, the Torah teaches us that ha mia ba'inon sheyu ru'uyin l'chaper ilu hayachet. They have to be roi to be mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav ilu hayachet, if there was a Tumah. Aval b'chiyai gavna, in such a case, shahasheni einoi roi klal l'chaper, ein ze geder karbon chatos klal. A carbon chatos that has no possibility to be mechaper on a chait, because it was designated at the same moment as a different one, and that different carbon was brought, so there is no efsharus for this to be mechaper on a chait. That is mafkia, the shame carbon chatos from this carbon, and therefore can't be brought. The chayves hayoim that you have on yontif is to bring this chatos tzibur, the seirei atzeres, or the musafim of the other mayadim, and therefore, even though it's true that if Klal Yisrael did not do a chait, if they did not have Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav between regel and regel, the carbon would still be brought l'chayvas hayoim. That's because potentially this carbon could be mechaper on a chait. Had there been a chait of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav between the Yamim Toivim. But if by definition this carbon can't be mechaper, because there's a hafrasha of two karbonis bebas achas, and carbon number one is brought already, so now carbon number two, Rashi and Tosfos say, that would not be able to be brought. Because even though the aside of the carbon is the chayvas hayoim, but avada, because it's considered a chatos in the Torah, it has to be something that's roi lechaper ala chait, and therefore if the hafrasha was bebas achas and it's not roi ala chait, Rashi and Tosfos say that the second carbon would not be able to be brought. At the end of the daf, the Gemara's maskana is Shani Karbonoi Sibur Delev Bezdin Komasna Aleihem. That even if we say that an oila is not mechaper on an asei de la achar hafrasha, still it would make sense why the second of the Seirei Atzeres is brought, because the Lev Bezdin Komasna Aleihem, that even if they were hufreshu bevas achas, but the hafrasha would only take effect Samuch lahakravason, and therefore the one that's ultimately brought second, the hafrasha was only chal right before the hakrava, and therefore it could be mechaper on the tumas mikdash kedoshav that occurred in between the bringing of the first carbon and the bringing of the second carbon. Memela, you have no raya anymore that it's mechaper on an asei de laachar hafrasha. The Gemara brings on that the memra of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbonos Tzibur, Sakin Moishchasan L'mashahein. The Sakin, the knife of the Shechita, directs the Karbon Tzibur L'mashahein to exactly what it's supposed to be roi for. And Rashi says that we're not gairis these words of Sakin Moishchasan L'mashahein, because according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that says that the Sakin could be Moishchit L'mashahein, then you don't need Leiv Bezdin Kamas Na'aleim, as is Mavur in the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis. However, Tosfos and other Rishonim do keep this girsa of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Karbonos Tzibur Sakin Moishchasan L'mashahein, and Tosfos brings the pirish of the Aruch, and Tosfos says Rabbeinu Chananel agrees with this pshat as well, and that is that the Gemara is saying, Yisoid by Karbonos Tzibur, that one of the Karbonos Tzibur is a Karbon Tamid, the Karbon Tamid Shel Shachar and Bein Arbayim, and then there's the Karbon Musaf. So even if a person, if Klal Yisrael is mafrish the carbon, the first carbon to be a carbon tamid, still if it's shechted as a carbon musaf, the sakin is moishchasan l'mashahein, and that is because of leiv bezdin masna aleihem, that the chalois shame of this carbon does not take effect until you actually shecht it for what you wanted to. And mimela, the name of the carbon is not nikva right away, whether it's a carbon tamid or a carbon musaf, like you find by a carbon yachid, that it's nikva right away if it's a chatos or if it's an oila, if it's a shlamim. Rather, B'lashon HaTosfos, it's teluyim v'oimdim. They're hanging and talui. It depends exactly what you end up shechting it for. If you end up shechting this carbon, like the carbon tamid that it was hufresh for, so then it's chal carbon tamid. But if you shecht it for carbon musaf, then it's as if the shame tamid was never chal on it, and right now it's chal the shame carbon musaf. Memela by carbonis sibu, we say sakin ma'ishchasan l'mashahein, and that is because of leiv bezdin masna aleihem, that the shame of the carbon shouldn't be chal by a carbon Sibur until the Shas HaKrava, until the Shechita Mamish, and Mimela, whatever you shecht the carbon Sibur for, that's going to be a good HaKrava, l'shem that carbon. The Mikdash David in Simen Yud Ches, Ois Hei, asks a kasha on the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, that the Gemara talks about a case of a carbon Sibur, Shenis Arev, b'carbon Sibur. An animal, while it's alive, that is a carbon Sibur, is Nisarev, is mixed in with another animals that are also a carbon Sibur. So the Mikdash David has a Pliya Atzuma. How is it possible for a carbon Sibur to be Nisarev, b'chayov, with another carbon sibur? We just said that the shame carbon, which type of carbon sibur it is only nikva b'shah shechita, sakin ma'ishchas al l'mashahein. So how do you have the case b'chlal of a carbon sibur and it's arif b'carbon sibur? I and Shom with the Mikdash David says about that. But it's important to point out that this is only according to the Tosfos's pshat in the name of the Aruch. Then you have this yesod that a carbon sibur is not nikva; its chalois shem is not designated until the actual akrava. Then it's hard to figure out how you have a carbon sibur shenisariv b'carbon sibur. But according to other pshatim in Sakin Moshchasan Lamashahein, Ayin Birashi, Rashi says the pshat of Sakin Moshchasan Lamashahein, then the kasha of the Mikdash David would not begin. It's only because of Toysis pshat in the name of the Aruch that the Mikdash David has such a question on the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hei. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, in the beginning of the Masechta, says a Moiridik Echidish, that since it says in the Mishnah, the Lashon of Shaloi Alu Labailan Lashem Chayva, it's Meduyik that the bailam that we're referring to is a bailam miyuchadim, a carbon yachid, where there's a specific owner or a carbon of shutfin, but a carbon sibur, which is the general ownership of the tzibur, that does not have the din of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman ar ksherim ela shaloi olu lebailam l'shem chayva, that wouldn't be true by a carbon sibur. If a carbon sibur is shechted l'shem, a different carbon sibur, then it's the halacha is that it will be kosher va'alu lebailim l'shem chayva. It would work for the tzibur. The Rambam says that in the beginning of Pirush HaMishnayis in our Masechta, and the Rambam says that why does that work? So he brings the member of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel over here on Daf Vav Amibayz and in Shavuos Daf Yud Beis Amibayz, Karbon Sibur Sakin Moishchasan L'mashahein. And the Bartanura and the Mishnayis as well, and Mishnah Aleph says, V'davka Karbon Yochid Sheyesh Loi Bailim. Only a Karbon Yochid that has a specific Bailim. Avo Karbon Sibur Shenishchatu Shaloi L'shman, Olu L'tzibur L'shem Chayva. They even help L'tzibur L'shem Chayva. They don't have that in that it's Loi Olu L'shem Chayva. Sheashchita Moishchasan L'mashahein Ru'uyin Loi. Because the shechita is moishech, it directs it to the carbon that you shechted it for, which is mamish a paraphrasing of this memra of sakin moishchasan l'mashahein. So the achroinim on Daf Beis, in the asif hazakenim, the choyk nosan, and also in the pirish mara koyin on Daf Beis, amid aleph, they explain the Rambam based on the pirish ha'aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel that's brought here in our Tosfos. Because the klal according to the Aruch and according to Rabbeinu Chananel is that a sakin moishchasan l'mashahein, because the shame carbon is not nikva by a carbon sibur until you actually do the hakrava, until you do the shechita, memela zogin la'achroinim, that's what the Rambam and the Bartanura mean, that it's not possible to have shinui kaidish. Because shinui kaidish means you shechted a carbon with one shame, l'shem a different shame. It's shinui hashem. But by carbon sibur, it's not shayach shinui hashem, because whatever you shechted it for, that's what it becomes. Right now, the shem ha-carbon is designated. Memela, based on this yesoid of the Aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel, that's the pshat in the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis as well. However, the Achroinim ask a bomb kasha on the Rambam. over there in the Choyk Nosan and the Marakayan, the Karen Oiran, Dav Beis and Medalef also, they asked that it's against the Gemara Mefureshes. Because the Gemara earlier on Dav Dalet and Medalef, when it was comparing Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, the Gemara said Shinui Kodesh is Yeshnoi Bitzibur Kibayachid. We have Shinui Kodesh by a carbon Tzibur as well, as opposed to Shinui Bailim that we only have by a carbon Yachid and not like a carbon Tzibur. So we discussed on Dav Dalet, why is there no Shinui Bailim by a carbon Tzibur? But now, what about the other point in the Gemara? That by a Shinui Kodesh, the Gemara says that you do find by a carbon Tzibur. That's L'chayra against the Rambam. Because the Rambam and the Bar Tanura are saying that you don't have Shinui Kodesh by a carbon Tzibur. Kosakin Meshchasan L'mashayin. And it's a Gemara Mufureshes now that even by a carbon Tzibur, there's a din of Shinui HaKodesh. That's one of the milas of Shinui Kodesh over Shinui Bailim. There's a Pliya Atzuma, how the Rambam and the Bar Tanura learned this Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis and Ois Hei brings that the Marsha in Beya, Daf Chaf Amid Beis, says the same Yisoy that the Rambam says, that by Karban Tzibur, a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma is not Makalkel, it's Olu Nami L'Shem Chayvasam, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, B'mechilas Kvoy Tairasay Enakein, Mechila from the Masha, it's just not true. And he brings the Gemara in Daf Dalet that says clearly that there is Shinui Kodesh even by a carbon Tzibur. And the Karnei Re'eim on the Masha over there in Beya Daf Chaf and Beis is Ma'ira the same question. But Al Kapanim, this is all the same Kasha as the Karen Oira and the other Achrayim on our Rambam and Bar Tanura. How could they say that because of the klal that's mentioned in our Gemara, that Sakin Meshchasan L'mashahein by Karban Tzibur, that there is no din of Shinui Kodesh, if the Gemara says Beferish that there is a din of Shinui Kodesh, even by Karban Tzibur? So in the Mare Koyin over there, he says, a Gevalda Geteretz, that this, that, and the Rashash on Daf Dalet Amid Beis really says this as well in one of his Pshatim, on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. The Pshat is that the Yisoid of Karban Tzibur, Sakin Meshchasan, understandably, is only by Shechita. As the Lashon of the Gemara indicates, Sakin Meshchasan, we're talking about the knife of Shechita. So Shechita, which is the first Avoida, then we could say that it's Sakin Meshchasan L'mashayin, that it's not Chal, until you actually Shechtit L'shem that carbon. However, if let's say it was Shechtit L'shem the right carbon, you mafish a carbon Tamid, and you Shechtit as a Tamid, and now you do a different Avoida, Shaloi Lishma. You do the Kabbalah or the Hilachu or the Zvika, L'shem Musafin, L'shem a different carbon Tzibur. Then, Zokta Marakayin, the Rambam and the Bar Tanura will agree that there's a psul of Shaloi Lishma. Because there you can't say Sakin Meshchasan L'mashahein. The Sakin already Shechted it, L'shem Tamid. So now the other Avoida is considered being done Shaloi Lishma. Memela, when the Mishnah on Daf Beis says, Kol Hazvachim Shen Nizbuchu, and the simple taich of Nizbuchu means that it's Shechted. So on Shechita, Zokta Rambam and the Rav, that's only Legabe Karben Yachid. But a Karben Tzibur doesn't have the din that if it's Nizbuchu Shaloi Lishman, it's Loi Ol L'Shem Chayva. Because when they're Nizbach Shaloi Lishman, Fakert, Sakin Meshchasan L'mashahein, and that becomes Lishman. But that's only Lagabi the Zvicha. But Lagabi the other Avoidus, the Kabbalah, the Hilach and the Zvicha, there is a din of Shinui Kodesh, even by a carbon Tzibur. Vehein hein divrei ha-Gemara on Daf Dalet, that the Gemara says that we find the Machshav of Shinui Kodesh, it's carbon Tzibur kibbe yachid, meaning just like by a carbon yachid, there's a psul, a problem, a kilkul called Machshav is Shinui Kodesh. So the same thing you have by a carbon Tzibur. Ein echanami, not by a Shechita. Not by the Shechita of the carbon Tzibur, Kosaka Meshchasan, but by the remaining Avoidas, by the Kabbalah and the Hilach and the Zvika. Memela, that's a mila over Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim, there is no psul of Shinui Bailim by a carbon Tzibur b'chlal, but by a carbon, by a, the psul of Shinui Kodesh, that you do have by a carbon Tzibur, at least mi Kabbalah ve'elich. So that's a possible teretz that the Achrayim say, Bidas, Harabim, and the Rav, that it shouldn't be Soiser, the Beferish Gemara, and Avdalad Amid Aleph. It's Kedai to be Madgish, and this I saw in the Shiurim of Rabbi Shulam David Halevi, Rabbi David Salavetchik Shlita, that he's Ma'orer on this Toisvis in the name of the Aruch, that we see here a big Yisoid, that there is such a thing as a shame carbon Tamid and a shame carbon Musaf. One could have thought that there is no such different shame as a carbon Tamid and carbon Musaf. They're both carbonis oila, and they're oilas tzibur, that the tzibur has a chayva to bring a carbon oila, and on every day you have the kvasim that are brought as a carbon tamid, and on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, so you have another carbon that's brought as a musaf. One could have learned that the same carbon is the same. It's the same oilas chayvas tzibur. Just the first one that you bring in the day is going to work for your tamid, and then the one after that is going to be for your carbon musaf. But there is no bazundar shame. There is no separate designation, a separate shame of tamid and a separate shame of musaf. Zokter David Salavechik, what we see from the Aruch Nishtazay, because we see it from the fact that you need Sakin Maishchasan, you need that the Sakin should direct it from a Tamid to a Musaf. If it was designated for a carbon Tamid, and you Shechted it Lashem Musaf, the reason why it's kosher, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, because the Sakin is Maishchasan Lamashahain, that shows that there is a different shame of Tamid and Musaf. And you could shecht it for the wrong thing. Just the Leiv Bezdin Masna Leia makes it that the Chalois Shem carbon is not Chal until the actual Shechita. Memela Sakin Maishchasan Lamashahain. But if you would understand that there's no different Shem carbon Tamid and Shem carbon Musaf, it's just the Shem Oila, Oila's Chayvas Tzibur, and it's just the first one you bring is a Tamid, the next one you bring is a Musaf, then you wouldn't need the Sakin to be Moshech Lamashahain. So this is a Yesoid in concerning the Shemois and the categories of a carbon that we see here from this pirish of the Aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel, and Reb David Salavechik tzustels it to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Yad HaChazokah, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzer, in Mitzvahs Asei Mem Aleph, says, Lohoisif carbon echad b'chol Shabbos. In addition to the carbon tamid, you have to be moisif one carbon b'chol Shabbos, shenemar uv'yoyim ha-Shabbos shnei chavasim. And this is the carbon musaf that we're referring to on Shabbos, that we say in the tefillah on Shabbos, and that they used to bring as the carbon musaf on Shabbos. So the Lashon of the Rambam is lohoisif carbon echad. Frek Reb David Salavechik, what do you mean lohoisif carbon echad? It's lohoisif two carbonos, as the Rambam says in the next words, shenemar uv'yoyim ha-Shabbos shnei chavasim. It's two carbonos. Why does the Rambam call it carbon echad? Zokrib David Salavechik, but according to this Yisoid that we just said, we can understand the Lashon HaRambam simply. Carbon Echad means one shame carbon, a carbon Musaf. So you're supposed to bring a carbon Tamid every day, and on Shabbos, you're Maisif carbon Echad, you're Maisif a carbon Musaf. And that carbon Musaf is made up of two animals, Shnei Chavasim. But if there was no such thing as a shame carbon Musaf, it's just a shame carbon oila. So you bring the tamid, and now there's shnei chavasim, so that's another two carbonas that you're bringing. And they both work for a musaf. Why would we call that carbon echad? All the carbonas are the oilas chayvas sibur, and each animal individual is its own carbon. But if you hold that there's two different shemois, as this mavur and this gemara, that the carbon sibur is, there's a carbon tamid of the sibur and a carbon musaf of the sibur, and you need the sakin moishchasan lamashahain to direct it from being a carbon tamid to a carbon musaf, so that's the pshan and the lashon of the Rambam, lohoisif carbon echad b'chol Shabbos, because it's one category of a carbon. It just happens to be shnei chavasim. It happens to be made up of two separate animals.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.